The Shoemaker and the Elves, a story from the Grimm's Collection. Once upon a time there was a poor shoemaker who became poorer every year. At last all he had left was leather enough for one pair of shoes.
"Wife, wife, what shall I do?" he cried.
His wife shook her head. "You can do what you can do," she said. "Cut out the patterns this evening, then come to bed. We shall say our prayers and hope for the best." So he cut out the patterns, and they went to sleep. In the morning he took out his needle and thread and went to sew the last pair of shoes, but what should he find? But the shoes already sewn, and standing toe to toe, heel to heel, on his table. The shoemaker picked up the shoes and looked carefully. The work was better than anything he could ever do.
"Wife, wife," he cried, "look at this."
They were marveling at the tiny stitches, so neat and even, when a customer came into the shop. He was so pleased with the shoes that he paid far more than the usual price and left whistling at his bargain. There was enough money for the shoemaker to buy leather for two more pairs of shoes and a little left over for bread and cheese for their evening meal. "Do what you can do this evening," his wife advised. "Cut out the patterns, then come to bed. We shall say our prayers and hope for the best." And the next morning it was the same. There were two pairs of shoes, each as well stitched and handsome as the first. The first two customers who came into the store paid far more than for an ordinary pair of shoes. This time there was enough money for leather for four pairs of shoes and a dinner of bread and cheese and meat and milk besides. And so it went. Each night the shoemaker cut out the leather patterns, and the shoes were finished by magic in the morn. Customers were never lacking. Soon the shoemaker and his wife were rich beyond their dreams. However, the shoemaker did not quite understand his good fortune.
"Wife,"
he would say every morning, "is it a good spirit watching over us, or an evil one?" And she would answer, "Look at those stitches, so neat, so fine. Nothing wicked could sew such straight seams." But one evening, right before Christmas, the shoemaker could stand the mystery no longer.
"Let us go to bed as usual, wife," he said, "but let us not fall asleep. That way we can find out who has been helping us these many months."
She agreed, for she was as curious as he. They cut out the patterns, for there was now so much work the wife had to help her husband. Then they said their prayers and went to bed. But after a little while, they slipped out of bed and hid in a corner of the room to watch. Just at midnight, two tiny men, no bigger than the shoemaker's hand, came into the room and sat down on the shoemaker's table. They were as naked as newborns and did not speak. But picking up the shoemaking tools, they got right to work. They hammered and nailed and stitched and sewed until the bell on the church tower chimed six times. Then they stood up, silently surveyed their work, and disappeared.
"Those little men have made us rich, wife," the shoemaker said, "and yet they have nothing for themselves."
"Poor mites," the wife said. "They must be freezing in the cold. Now that we know who they are, I shall make them tiny shirts and pants and coats, and you must make them each a pair of shoes. It will be our Christmas gifts to them. They have done so much for us." So the shoemaker and his wife worked hard all that day, and by evening they had everything ready. They set out the gifts the way they set out the leather patterns on top of the table. Then they said their prayers and went to bed. But right before midnight, they rose and hid in the corner. The church bell struck the hour of 12, and in came the little men. They hopped up onto the table, prepared to do their night's work. But instead of leather, they found the wonderful clothes that the shoemaker and his wife had sewn for them. The little men looked at each other in delight. They put on their little shirts and pants and coats. They buckled the tiny shoes on their feet. Then they turned and bowed to each other, laughing. They sang, "See what handsome boys we are! We will make those shoes no more!" They leaped and danced across the table, over the chairs, and out the door. From that night to this, they never returned to the shoemaker's shop. But the good shoemaker and his wife continued to do well, and they did indeed live happily ever after.